your host, Jules.
And I'm Nicolette. Good morning.
We're back.
Happy Monday.
For a new week.
Why do we sing every time?
I think we're getting better too. I think our vocals. Well, that was like prettier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like
our vocals
tune.
Are getting better.
Who needs an intro like music? We just should sing to start
scratch.
The
yeah. Scratch ours. We'll hum it ourselves.
Sick. Humming.
Can you imagine?
It's way off tune.
Honestly.
Oh my gosh. I felt like we should kind of do a little hello and intro to everyone who is new listening to the podcast.
I love
that. We haven't done that for a while.
Yeah, and I do feel like we have quite a few new listeners. We've been getting a lot of new DMs from new people this week on Instagram, and I've been so excited. It's always so fun to connect with new people.
Yes. So if you're new here, I'm Nicolette.
Hey.
Hi.
So nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm. And if you're wondering who I am, I'm usually the one that's getting in trouble because I say something wrong or inappropriate or dirty. And then we have Jules.
Yeah, you have a better scream than I do.
Oh.
Yeah, like when we're excited, like you have like a better scream. You're just better at like making your voice heard than I am. I'm like squeaky, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In the most loving way possible towards myself.
What did you say on an episode? It was like one of the funniest things you've ever said about yourself. It was something about, it was just something about how quiet you are. Like, you hardly are heard. Like, dang it.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember what you said. It was really funny. But basically that you can't be loud at all.
No, like, it's very hard for me.
Really hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm Jules. I am the quieter one. And it is true. And it's not just here. Like in my work, I'm a dental hygienist. And so I'm always behind a mask. And I see a lot of elderly people. And you wouldn't believe I am like yelling. I yell all day long. And I feel like people still can't hear me. Still can't hear me. And everyone at work, we always like just kind of chuckle because it's like I try my best and they try their best to hear me and we just keep going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm like I'm a bit more like reserved. I'm a little bit more shy. I get embarrassed a little pretty easily. So that's us. If you have a hard time, people say we have similar voices, which we just can't quite figure out what they mean. But if you have a hard time telling us apart, that's a good way. It's a good way to do it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I feel like people at this point can tell us apart.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so.
Yeah. Yes. And yes, our podcast is basically centered around wellness and lots of girl talk.
Mm-hmm.
We love
heavy
sharing
on the girl talk.
Heavy
on
chunky
the girl
on
talk.
The girl talk.
But like, what's better? Like, what's more fun than that? No. What's more fun than just like hanging out with your friends, chatting about all the girly stuff, and then you just like leave that hangout feeling better? And that's what we hope our podcast is in a nutshell.
Yes, we hope we're the type of podcast that's gossipy in like the way of that you're going to take something away from our episodes. Like, we talk about all the things.
Yes.
Our gossip isn't talking bad about others. We're just really talking about all different things and educating you along the way.
Yeah. And trying to lift you up if possible along the way.
We would hope.
We're biased, but we think it's really fun.
Way fun.
We're biased, but we think it's the best podcast out there.
Oh, by far. And we have the best community.
Well, I'm not even biased. Like, I can't if I was removed from the situation, I could agree with that.
Yes. And if you don't believe us, you have to join our Facebook group because you'll know. Mm-hmm. You'll know.
Really
unreal.
Quick.
Unreal how cute of a community we have over there. So
yeah, we have the best friends.
Ugh, honestly.
It's so true. I think that this is the episode where it's a little early, but I think this is the episode where we have to celebrate Nick's birthday.
Oh no.
I know. The time has come. No. Yeah. No, don't do that. Don't do that. You guys, Nicolette Ferrato is turning the dirty 30. Now, you guys, I just feel like I really need your help here. Because if you've been here for a while, you know that the out of the two of us, Nick's dirty 30, like Nick is like thriving the dirty 30. Like that is, there's not a better description. Like loving. I feel like the dirty 30 was made for you.
Honestly, I wish I could teach a course on it.
Same. I think you should patent that. Nick's dirty 30 course.com. And so I feel like this week I need you guys to like DM her or DM the podcast, like all of just the nitty gritty, like your dirty 30 secrets, all the dirty, the things that you've done for your dirty 30s. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to read any of them, but I need you to send them in to Nick to help us celebrate her birthday, because I think that this is going to be her favorite birthday.
Oh, by far.
Mm-hmm.
By far. Mm-hmm. If you want to send me dirty pics, send me dirty pics.
Yes. Sure. Yes. Sure. Sure. Absolutely.
Yes, please.
But I just think that I speak for all of us when I say we can't wait for the Dirty 30 report.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And see how it went, mm-hmm. because we know how you celebrated Colby's dirty 30.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. With all the things.
Oh.
All and the things.
Honestly, could not have been at a better time. Being in your second trimester pregnant, you like have the highest sex drive. It was the highest sex drive I think I've ever had in my life. Not like we're even like high school, I thought I had a high sex drive. Mm. This was a whole different level.
Whole new thing.
Whole different level. So Colby got really lucky. And unfortunately, I'm at like zero with the sex drive right now.
Just like really bad timing.
Just so sad. But you know what? I kind of feel like my period might start soon.
No.
Which would mean that like hopefully my hormones start getting back to normal after having the baby.
That would be exciting.
And if that happens, hopefully by September 7th, I'm like maybe ovulating and I'm feeling like super fly.
You've like
real good.
You've really been wanting your period. So that could be like actually the greatest gift for your birthday.
It truly would. Everyone please say a prayer. I start my period.
Pray. Get your
team manifestation.
Yes. Get your leaf tea out. Start chugging.
Yes, 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 yes.
Mm-hmm. So I just need everyone to make sure to wish Nick a happy birthday. Blow her up in her DMs with all the dirty things.
Ugh.
For her 30th birthday. And we love you. We love your birthday. Well, we love to celebrate
love
you.
I love you. I love you. Thank you.
Yes.
It'll be a good one.
It's going to be a great one. No matter what. Especially because it's your first birthday as a mom. Like you have a baby Billy that you get to celebrate your birthday with.
I know. Nothing better.
Starting your 30s with a new little baby in your family. Like how great. I feel
so
like that's
great.
Really great timing.
Nothing better. I like birthdays. My own birthday just seems like nothing, like it isn't important anymore. Cause I'm like, well, I just want to celebrate Billy every day.
Cute.
So I mean, at least I get to, I'll celebrate myself and have Billy with me.
Yes.
And be dirty.
The best with Colby. Both worlds. Wow.
What a great recipe.
Perfect recipe for a great day. So happy early birthday. I know it's early. But the way that everything's lined up, I think this would be the only time I got to wish you a public happy birthday on our podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Our listeners this last week in our DMs, I don't know if you've seen it. I'm really honored that people send us pictures of desserts. Like that they see at the store that they think that we would love. So for example, do you remember the like tangerine like dreamsicle popsicles from Trader Joe's that you recommended?
Do I ever?
Okay, and remember how we cried because they're seasonal?
Yeah.
Well, do I have news for you?
Stop it.
Mm-hmm. Listen, multiple people DM'd us this week saying that Trader Joe's has that popsicle or ice cream bar, but in mango flavored.
What?
Like a mango ice cream bar with the vanilla cream center.
I'm sorry.
That we grew to love and know in tangerine flavor.
No.
Mango.
Currently in store?
Currently in store.
Going today.
Able to purchase today. Same. I'm literally sprinting going there.
The second we end the podcast.
Literally. And I got these DMs on our Instagram all week, I really was filled with so much warmth knowing that this is the community that we've created, that people send us ice cream bars that they know that we're going to love. I was like, these are actually my friends.
Real friends.
Yes. That are sending me pictures of ice cream that I need to buy. I'm like, yes, we've done it. Like we have made it. This is everything we ever hoped for and needed.
We have curated the perfect crowd of friends.
And that it wasn't just like one or two people was like so
how cute amazing are they? To me.
I know, I loved it so much. So I just and while you're there, while you're at Trader Joe's, I don't think this is an exclusive item to Trader Joe's, but because I think I've bought them at other places, but the most recent place I've purchased them were at Trader Joe's, and they are the Sun Gold Kiwis. Have you had these? They're not just like a regular green kiwi. They're called Sun Gold Kiwis, and they're a little bigger than your normal kiwi, and they're yellow inside, and they taste different than the green kiwis, and I like them better, so much better than a green kiwi. They are so delicious, and I love them, and I've been absolutely overdosing on them the past few weeks, and you need to try them. Everyone needs to try them. They're in like a little plastic container that comes with like maybe four or five.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, they're so delicious. So while you're there, pick up some Sun Gold Kiwis. They are like, they're so juicy and so delicious.
Okay.
Been adding them to my parfaits lately. And it's just like a big burst of juice when you bite into them. But also, if anyone has like tips on the best way to peel a kiwi, I would also accept that.
It's just, there needs to be a perfect contraption that you set it in and it just slips all the skin off. Peels it all back.
It's just, because I love to eat them, but sometimes it's just a bit of a pain.
Yes.
So if anyone has any like tips or like, I don't know, something they saw on TikTok, please send it to me.
Oh, yeah. Because you know us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
I need your guys' help. Everyone is asking us to do dog merch and baby merch. And I want to cry when I think about it, because is there anything more on brand for us?
No.
No?
No.
Like, unbelievable, cutest idea ever. But let's first talk about dog merch. Like,
wow.
Like that is me and Julie to an absolute T. Like, we should have made dog merch before we made human merch.
No, honestly. And because, like, why the first, when you said dog merch, why did the first thing that popped into my mind, why was the first thing a hat?
Wait, with ear holes.
With ear holes, yes.
No.
That was the very first thing that popped into my mind.
Stop.
Like, how cute. Can you imagine?
Oh my God.
Like, no. Our cute baseball hat, but with ear holes?
No.
Like, goodbye.
Oh, we would die. We would die. We would die. Okay, see, I needed to hear this because I have been, like, trying to think of what could be very cute for dog merch that's useful, that, like,
realistic,
we're actually going to use, you know?
Yes.
So, I mean, I think a leash could be fun.
So cute. Even, like, and, custom, like, poop baggies.
Oh. To keep our environment clean.
Yes. On your trashy girl walk.
Trashy girl walk. Which, yes.
If you're not sure what that means, that's just that it's a hot girl walk, but it's even hotter if you pick up trash while you're walking. So then it's a trashy girl walk.
We love.
And or poop.
We love. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we need help with some ideas of, like, what you guys would want for dog merch.
That would be insane.
I'm on board. Same. I want some dog merch for my dogs.
I'm here.
So
I'm absolutely here.
And I do think we should throw in, like, maybe in the springtime we'll do some, like, cute little baby merch. Like
a tall tee. Like an oversized baby tee. Like, what?
To match ours. Or, like, a onesie.
Mm-hmm. It's very cute. Yes.
I feel like we could come up with some cute ideas. So let us know if you guys have specific ideas for dog and baby merch.
We're open. Well, real quick before we jump into our episode, I think we need to shout out our sponsor for this week's episode, which is Magic Spoon.
Mm-hmm.
Who we love. You guys know this by now. They are one of our favorite. We call it a treat, really, because it is so healthy for you. It is healthy cereal that mimics your favorite childhood cereal. The flavors are incredible.
It feels naughty while you eat it.
Yeah.
Like, it's only doing you good.
Yeah, it tastes like your sugar cereal.
Mm-hmm.
But it actually has, like, loads of protein. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, zero sugar, minimal carbs.
How they do it.
Mm-hmm. I am not sure either. Mm-hmm. But we love them. We are big supporters of Magic Spoon. And we have a code for you, which is Flourish at checkout if you want to try Magic Spoon cereal today and try it with a discount.
You'll love it.
You really will. It's so tasty. So, Nick, what are we talking about today?
Oh my gosh. You guys, friends. We're talking about friends.
Friendship.
We're basically talking about what we were just talking about earlier in the episode, that we have the cutest friends.
Yes.
All of you. And we thought, let's just do a full episode on how to be a good friend, how to have qualities that others will also like and enjoy in a friend. And basically, yeah, what it looks like to be the best version of a friend you can.
Yes. So, I would say this is probably one of our most requested topics. Like, people are always asking us about friendships and how to find friends and all these things. And we've done an episode where we've talked about, like, how to find good friendships. But this one is a bit more of, like, cultivating the friendships that you already have and making sure you are the best friend possible, and that you have, like, that your friends are being good friends to you in return. Mm-hmm. So just kind of, like, tips and ways to be a good friend, I guess.
Yeah. As I've gotten older, I have realized how much I enjoy having different types of friends for all the different, like, sides of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in high school, or, like, just elementary, junior high school growing up, I feel like you want a friend group. Like, that's how everyone always wants, like, a friend group to fit into. And typically in a friend group, when you're young, everyone typically likes all the same things.
Yes.
They're all kind of similar, maybe come from, like, the same type of upbringing and even like the same income level.
Even, I mean, same neighborhoods a lot of the time.
Completely.
Yeah. It's like your friend down the street.
Right. Maybe even your parents all know each other and that's why you guys are all close. So, and I feel like that just by nature happens when you're young, the way that like schools are set up and you usually go to school with people that live close to you and blah, blah, blah. So that's how it all, I always wanted to be, I think everyone wanted to be in like the popular group or with a certain type mm-hmm. of girls. And so once I got out of high school and then went into hair school, and then from then on, I have completely like basically started from scratch with friendships. And I do not have like a friend group
yeah.
as far as like where we all are friends together and hang out together. I genuinely don't. And it was so interesting at my baby shower. It was pretty intimate. Like I didn't invite a ton of people, but invited some of my closest friends, and my sisters made a comment at the end of it like, wow, that was an eclectic group of people. Like there were so many different types of people. I had someone there that was like an ex-Marine and she's also doing like a bodybuilding competition. And then there was a girl that's like 10 years older than me that was there. And there is a like every there were all different like
mm-hmm.
looking people. No one really had similar style, same clothing, and all different ages and all different backgrounds. And I felt like they were kind of, I don't think they were meaning, my sisters were meaning to like make a comment to make it kind of sound rude at all, but like it made me really proud that they even could notice that, because I actually love that I have gotten to a point where I've just made friends with people that lift me up, fill my cup in a specific way, and don't fit a mold of like a look or an idea that I thought that I had to have as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
They genuinely are there because of I love their soul and I love what they bring into my life.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I think it took me a minute to get to that point. Yeah. As an adult, to just allow myself to stop judging people or trying to like curate a perfect looking friend, and instead just get to know people for who they are and allow them to like touch your life and see if it's a genuine friendship. And so yeah, I definitely have a very vast group of friends, and I absolutely love that as an adult, we get to choose who we spend our free time with, and friends are just that, like they're the cherry on top to life, and they should be handpicked, and it's your time is precious the older you get. And so you should be spending time with people that genuinely are uplifting you and that you're creating like a very mutually magical friendship with.
I agree completely.
There's my rant. Those are my thoughts on friends.
I love it. I would say for me, I have always been, I would say I've had like a couple of different groups of friends like throughout my life, and that, but I've always felt more comfortable in one-on-one situations or like scenarios. Like if I'm with a friend, I just feel like it's easier for me to connect, or I'm more comfortable when I'm one-on-one, when I spend time with people in that way, rather than in like big groups. Big groups can be fun for sure, but I always feel, I think, more seen, or like I can be a better friend when I'm one-on-one with somebody and it's more in my comfort zone. So as I've gotten older, I feel like that's what I look for, are more, because I'm the same as you. I wouldn't say that I have like this big group of friends that we like get together all the time and mm-hmm. hang out. I feel like it's usually more of like a one-on-one situation, and that is, I actually enjoy that a lot more. And I, that's something that I've noticed as I've gotten older, because I was the same as you. I always felt like maybe I needed a group, you know, and that I like, because you see people on whether that's social media or in just people that you know, and they have like this big group of girlfriends. And you and mm-hmm. I've talked about this before, where we both were like at a time in our lives looking for like a big group of girlfriends that did everything together, that hung out all the time. You're in big group mm-hmm. chats, you're hanging out on the weekends, and you're having your girls' days and all this stuff. And then I really feel like you and I both kind of figured that out at the same time in our lives. And that's almost when you and I met and we realized yes. that like quality friendships are so much better than just like than quantity.
Yes.
And that if you can find just like a few or a couple or even one like really solid person that gives you and fills your cup for what you need in a friendship, that that can be so just as amazing and beneficial to your life than like a big giant group. Because I think we mm-hmm. all like, it can feel intimidating when you're like, oh no, I don't have like seven close girlfriends that I do every single thing with. And you're like, what's wrong with me? What am I doing wrong that I don't have this many friends? When in reality, you don't need that. Like, you just don't need that same friendship. Doesn't look the same to everybody. And that's really what it comes down to. And I think that a lot of the time, those big groups are fun, but I think they are also probably gossipy and drama. Mm-hmm. And, I think you definitely find less of that if you have one-on-one friendships, which is like what I look for in a friend, is just, I think, a lot different than what I used to look for. So similar, yeah. similar lines as you, for sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's true though that groups can often lead to gossip, especially if like someone hurt, and it always can happen in like a very, I don't think it always is meant to be gossipy, but say so-and-so got their feelings hurt from so-and-so in the group. And so mm-hmm. then they go tell another one of the people in the group that so-and-so is bugging them.
Yes.
And it just, it's not uplifting. It's not great. And it can cause trouble. It causes us to bend or waver in like who we really are, and maybe we start sliding into the gossipy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there should be no, I think a good way to tell if a friend, if your friendship is a good friendship, is if when you're having time together, you are not speaking about anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's genuinely a really good rule of thumb. Is that the phrase?
It is. Yes.
Rule of thumb.
A rule of thumb, whatever that means,
what,
but yes,
what
that is
that mean?
I don't know.
Wow. But truly, if you find yourself talking about other people with your friend one-on-one, maybe you need to get rid of that friend, because like that's not your, is that an uplifting friendship? Do you have anything else to relate on with each other besides talking about other people?
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad. That's sad. And that should be either get out of that friendship, because it's doing neither of you any good, or just try asking each other different questions or moving the conversation in a different way and see if it flows and is natural. And if you can kind of mend the friendship from being a gossipy one to a better one where you're not spending time talking about others.
Well, and a friendship is, I think that that's tricky. I think a lot of time women bond with other women by talking about other people. And that is so tricky. That is so tricky mm-hmm. because like, if you don't want that type of relationship, it's almost kind of hard to find sometimes. Like to find someone that isn't just like, oh, well, did you hear about so-and-so? Or did you think mm-hmm. this? But that is how women bond. And I think that you might... and this might sound harsh, but I'm gonna say it. But I think that sometimes you may think those relationships are deeper than they actually are. Like, talking about other people is very surface level. Like, that's not teaching me anything about you, and you're not learning anything about me other than we like to talk about other people. So, like, then if you really look at that person, like, do you really know everything about them deep down? Like, do you know what hurts their feelings? Do you know what makes them happy? Like, I think if you start asking deeper questions rather than being like, okay, like, what's the newest tea? You know, and we're all guilty. We're not sitting here saying that we're not perfect. Nobody is. We've all sat down and been like, oh my gosh, I heard something and I have to tell you, you know, we are all human in that way. But if that is like what your friendship revolves around, I think that you should take a closer look and just try to redirect. And I feel like that's what I've tried to do in my friendships, is just like try to redirect the conversation. And eventually, if you redirect the conversation like that, people are going to learn that you don't like to talk about other people, and it's your friendship, I think, will be better for it. And they will hopefully not talk about other people, or they'll go to somebody else to have like the gossipy type of friendship, which either way is great.
Yeah.
It's totally great.
And I think that there's a difference in, because this topic gets hard, where you're saying no gossiping, no talking about other people, and in the same breath it's like, okay, but what if you need to go to your friend to confide in her and to get something off your chest, or to say, I need some advice, or I need some help.
Different.
So-and-so has hurt my feelings, and this is what she did. That's completely different.
I agree. But
I think some people can be ultra like, well, like, by the rules of the, like, no talking about other people, and that they would be offended. They would say, well, she still comes to me and like vents about her and her other relationship with her other friend, and so that's gossip. And I'm like, no, there's a difference between like just loosely talking about other people's lives and in a negative way, rather than like, hey, I need some advice and I need some help with the situation I'm in with another friend.
I think it's intent. I think a lot of it is just your intent in the situation too. Like, am I doing it to spread news, or am I doing it, you know, for more of like a selfish reason? Like, I need your advice or your help, or I trust you and I am coming to you as a friend. Yeah. So I agree. I think there is a difference.
Yeah.
And it's a fine line. And I think that everyone has to kind of like judge that line for themselves.
Totally. I agree.
Yeah.
And like, there's obviously, I mean, just the other day I wrote Julie and about a friend of ours and said, do you know if she's okay?
Yes.
And I think that's totally fine. That's not gossipy.
No.
That's like coming from a genuine place. So there's all different types of scenarios where
there's all different types of talking about people,
and
which gets tricky, but
it's all about intent.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Because if I was struggling, I would, and like, and you were concerned, I would feel fine if you reached out to someone that I, you know, and you're like, hey, do you, I mean, you can always ask me, of course.
Yes.
But I think that it's also fine. Like, I would never be offended if you were like, hey, do you know what's going on with Julie? Is she okay? I would, I don't think that's something that I could ever take offense. What did I hear? It was, I have it in our topics. I think it's something that would be really interesting to talk about as like a full topic, but it was part of one of Matthew McConaughey's like a motivational speech that he gave, and he talked about, or maybe it's even in Green Lights, his book, I can't remember, but he talked about not leaving breadcrumbs. And what that means is that he gave the example of, you, let's say you say something bad about somebody, and then you go to an event and they're there, and they know that you've talked bad about them, and you're like so embarrassed that you have to see them, and you're like trying to hide. You're like, oh no, that they're gonna see me. Like they're gonna see me. And that's like the idea of not leaving breadcrumbs, is like not leaving things that can come back and like negatively impact your life or your friendships and your relationships. And I think that's like such a good rule of thumb. It's like, okay, if I say this, could this come back to bite me in the end? Like, is this a breadcrumb like that someone could pick up and like bring to me and say like, hey, you did this or said this, like, and it hurt me or whatever. Like, I think that that's kind of a good rule of thumb to go by. Rule of thumb. Look at that. We're using it again. Cute just and weird.
Rolling off your tongue like it's normal. It is, yeah, like, we know it felt what it
right.
means.
You said it and it felt right.
Oh, I'm genuinely thinking about all of my friendships right now, and I'm thinking about if I were to go to any of you guys and start talking a gossip about someone else, one of my other friends, I feel like all of my current friends right now would stop me or immediately show like an uncomfy face or like be weird.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
And would
being weird.
And would yes, like would give me like wouldn't egg me on.
Yeah.
I guess that's the best way. And that like makes my heart feel really full that that's I have so great. Friends right now that I don't think they'd allow me to do that if I even tried to do that. And that's what we all should have.
Mm-hmm.
I also just can't imagine. I'm just grateful I have found my friends that I feel like we don't have time to talk about other people. I feel like we're like too busy like talking about our own things and our own lives with each other.
And making sure that each other are like good and happy and yes. feeling fulfilled. And
totally.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But well, I can't that's say our that take that was... on French. That's our take on friendships.
Yes. Yes.
There, in a nutshell.
Yes.
We reached out to you guys to get your like opinions on friendships, what you look for in a friend, what like is it like turns you off from a friendship with somebody, and you guys really delivered.
Like Julie asked me, she said, so have you looked at all the responses we've gotten on Instagram? And at first I was like, oh no, did no one respond? Because that's always like the saddest.
That's always the like, scary.
Oh,
yeah.
No one cares. Mm-hmm. And then I looked. And then I start scrolling. And I'm continuing to scroll. And I'm still scrolling. And at this point, Colby and I are both audibly gasping. Mm-hmm. Because there were so many responses. More than
literally.
We've ever had.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
More responses on this topic, on the topic of friendships. Like, you guys are passionate about friendships, what you love and what you don't love.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the most responses we've ever gotten on a question for our episodes. So we really had to sift through these to see. And it was really interesting that a lot of the same things kept coming up. So then it makes you wonder, it's like, are we all universally looking for kind of the same things in a friendship, and do the same things bother us in a friendship? And it kind of seems like to me that they do. And as I was reading through all of these, and like I agreed with all of them, like all the things that are a turnoff in a friendship, I was like, yes, I agree, that's a turnoff. Yeah, I wouldn't like that. I don't love that. I don't want that in a friend. So it's interesting that I think that we all kind of have the same ideas of what a good friend looks like.
Yeah. Our first question was, what do you look for in a good friend? And so you guys just like listed qualities basically. And the list is uberly long, but we're just going to shout out a few of the ones that just like stuck out to us.
Yeah,
just some good qualities. So positivity,
someone honesty. Yeah, someone who's honest, tells me what I need to hear, not what I want to hear, which is a good one.
Non-judgmental,
respects and honors my boundaries.
Uplifting.
Someone fun. Love.
Loyal and trustworthy.
Someone who balances me. I'm so shy. I love outgoing friends. I'm silly, so I need someone chill. Is that me? Did I write that? Did I write that in?
That's you.
That's me.
Yes.
That's me. Hey, girl.
That really is.
You and I are the same. That's but honestly, that is, I feel like you balance me very well. I feel like our friendship is a very balanced friendship in that same way. Sure. That I'm like a little more reserved. You are definitely more outgoing. And I feel like that's why our friendship works so well.
Yeah. Someone who is independent.
Someone who's an energy giver, not an energy taker.
Oh.
Love.
Rawness. I like that.
I like that too.
Like not being embarrassed to be yourself and to be honest and to be completely you.
A good conversation starter. So tell me about your day. How do you feel about that, etc. That is a good friend.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Compassionate. We all need that.
We do. The type of friend that asks you questions back.
Julie and I were literally just talking about that.
Literally.
Before this episode. How that can be a hard thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you have to like learn and work on. And it can feel awkward at first and forced. But the more you practice it, the more natural it gets.
Agreed. Agreed.
Let's see.
Someone who listens.
Someone who sees me for me and loves me for who I am.
Someone who is genuine, non-judgmental, inclusive, and thoughtful.
Authenticity.
Someone who is able to pick up where we left off anytime. I love that. I have a friendship like that where it's someone who I don't see very often, but I love so much. And anytime we are able to get together, it's like I saw her yesterday. And that's so fun.
Someone who doesn't compete with you.
It's a big one. Someone who puts in equal effort into the relationship.
Let's do one more.
Okay.
Let's see. Someone that doesn't treat me different when others are around. We all know what that feels like. I actually haven't thought about that in a long time.
Yeah.
Like where a friendship can seem a certain way when you're just one-on-one and then you get in a group and it's like, what? You're like, are you the same? Did you change?
Right. You're different than I've always thought you were. Weird.
Okay. Our next question we asked you guys was, what do you do to be a good friend to your friends? So I'm going to read through.
I thought this was a fun question. It's kind of a reflective, a time to look and evaluate how you're doing and notice. So maybe as you're reading these, we can all be thinking if these are things that we're doing, if these are qualities that we have to try and be a good friend. Because I think a lot of the time we're like, oh, she's not being a great enough friend to me. Like she's not giving me this or she's not giving me this. And I think that can be true, but it's also possible. It's also important to look like into yourself as well and really think if you are doing your part to be a good friend as well. And there can be small little changes to tweak.
And I think we can like ebb and flow in our friendships. And sometimes we forget how to put a little more effort into friends. So maybe these will give you guys some ideas of things you can do starting today to maybe strengthen a friendship that might seem a little weak right now. Or if there's someone, a new friend that you would love to become better friends with, these are just good ideas.
Yeah. I also think that it's important to remember that sometimes your friend's gonna like need more support than you need at a time, or vice versa. And so sometimes you might have to give more in the friendship if someone's like struggling or going through something. And then I think, like you said, that can ebb and flow and change, and the amount of effort that you put in might not be reciprocated at a time, but then you might get it in return at another, like when you're struggling or if you need more support. And so I think that it's important to remember that too, and like give grace. Like if you know one of your friends is struggling or going through like a hard time, and you might feel like you're giving more to a friendship, to remember that maybe they might not have the capacity at that time to give you everything that you need as well, but it can, it goes back and forth. So I think that there's always, it's good to remember to give each other grace, like when you know someone is struggling or going through like something.
Yes. Okay. These, let's start with these. Okay. Reach out whenever they cross my mind. Tell them I love them or offer to just listen. I'm never asking, how can I help? Always jumping in to help in ways I know they wouldn't ask. Mm. Oh, that's a good one. And that one's hard to do.
Super.
Like, I think we always want to know, what should we do? Like, like, I'd like for you to just tell me what I can do to help you. When really, like, people don't want to ask for help most of the time. So you've got to just show up.
And a lot of the time people aren't thinking of ways that you could help them either. Like, they're not like sitting there. I'm sure you felt like that when you had Billy. You're not just like sitting around being like, well, I could use help with this. Maybe someone could help me with this. You know, I think that when you're the person that is maybe the one that's in need of help, you're not really thinking of ways to let other people help you, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Allow them space when they need it, but keep in contact so they know I support them. Let's see. Letting them be exactly as they are. That's a good one. Not trying to change your friends. Listen without judgment. I think that that's listening and not giving advice. I think we've talked about this before. That can be hard.
Definitely.
And it's also very needed sometimes. Like, some people know that what they're about to tell you isn't going to be taken very well or isn't the best thing, but they're just wanting to vent about it and not have you try to be super optimistic back or try to change their mind. Or sometimes they just want a friend to talk it out to and not get anything in return. And if you're unsure of those situations, like when and when not to be that way, I think sometimes it's nice to say, like, do you want me to give you advice or do you want me to just sit here and listen to you?
Truly.
Like, genuinely ask them that when they're talking to you. Because some friends might want you to give advice.
Totally.
Totally. And your opinion. But some literally might not want to hear it.
Yeah. This is actually something I feel like I have had to work on. I feel like I'm a fixer by nature. Like, I like love to fix a problem. And so when, but not, I don't, not everyone needs me to fix their problems. Right. And it's, I think that that is something I've definitely had to work on through just my life in general, is just knowing when to just nod my head and listen and say, like, I'm here for you, or like, I understand, or I'm sorry, you know, and not give them advice or what I think they should do or like anything in the situation. And that is something that's still tricky for me sometimes, because my, in my nature, like, I love to be like, okay, well, what can we do to fix it? What can we do to make it better? And that's just in my DNA. And so that's something I always have to work on.
Me and you are similar in that way. I like hate to end something on like a negative note. So if one of my friends is going to text me to complain about something, I want to be optimist about it.
Completely.
I'm like, miss optimist. I'm like, all right, let's find the good in it. Let's see, because I'm always a believer of like, God is teaching us something always with us.
Yes.
Anything, every little thing we do every day, any hardship. And so let's find it.
Let's find the bright side.
It's like an Easter egg hunt for me. Yes. I'm like, let's find the Easter egg that's going to make this better and all worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But some people literally don't need it at that moment or want it ever or are ready for it. And I thought I was doing good about this. And then the other day I was talking to a friend and she was venting about something and I literally sent her this. I like took so much time writing back this optimistic text back. So took so much time. And she was like, I literally just wanted to vent to you about it.
Shoot.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I don't need the positivity. And she was kind of like joking back. But at the same, in the same breath, there was seriousness behind that, you know?
Always.
So it reminded me that I need to like remember that not everyone needs the optimist at the end of the conversation. And some people just aren't ready and need their space to just vent first. And then
you
can ask them politely, do you want my optimism back?
Would you like me to fix this for you?
Oh,
it's good.
Okay, this one. So lots of people just said like checking in on your friends, which is so great.
So great.
Such a good reminder. And that can be a text, a call. And someone said like scheduling dates to hang out. And that just speaks to my love language because I think that we all can agree we're all busy people.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you got to put it in the calendar and it's
almost every time
not like fun as it sounds. It's not as spontaneous, but all my friends at least know that like sometimes we've just got to schedule it and put it in the Google Doc calendar.
Yep.
Like,
yep. Sometimes and then hope that it works. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's
and
true.
There's nothing bad about scheduling hangouts with friends.
No.
Nothing bad.
No.
Staying positive. Life is hard as it is. I want to have positivity that is contagious.
She can call us anytime.
Yep. Yep. respecting boundaries.
We love
a boundary.
We do love a boundary.
Mm-hmm. And friendships can be so great with boundaries.
Completely.
Sometimes you have to have fights with friends to create boundaries, which
is
fine.
And then make it healthier. Yeah.
Yeah. And they can be better friendships after.
Exactly.
I love this one. Sending random Venmos for coffee, drinks, treats, etc. I went through a phase like a year ago where I did this. I tried to once a week figure out who I was going to send my $5 to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like take the whole week to like try to like meditate and think about others and try to really find who I felt needed it that week. Like $5. Everyone can lose $5.
Sure.
And you'll get it back in an even greater way when you send a gift like that. So that's fun because people like have to kind of take it, you know? Mm-hmm. It like just shows up in their account.
Yeah. You can't like do anything about it.
You can't say no, thank you.
Yeah.
So that's a fun one.
It is.
Ask them about their days, their work, their personal life. Hype them up. Be a big supporter. Be there always to listen. We love a hype girl.
Mm-hmm.
Remembering important dates. That's fun. I like that.
I do too.
Like maybe their kid's birthday or the day that their mom passed away or...
Yes.
When they have an exam coming up.
Yes.
Be open-minded and avoid judgment. Celebrate their wins. That's
a big one
to find in friends.
It is.
People that celebrate you.
Mm-hmm.
Telling them how it is, being straight up and honest. Oof. I know me and Julie can struggle with that one.
Yeah.
I have a friend who like literally is not afraid to just be straight up, and it can be like aggressive and scary sometimes, but it's like that's the way we all should be, because there's no question marks, there's no like,
yeah,
you talked about this in your episode about anxiety, it's like you leave a conversation and you wonder like, did I say something wrong? Mm-hmm. Like you go through that whole thing. Well, if we all were just like straight up who we were and said sure. things straightforward, we'd probably feel a lot less anxious.
Absolutely.
If we knew that our friends were doing that with us and we were doing it with them.
Yeah.
Like, how is there any, there's no room to like question or feel mm-hmm. icky about it.
And sometimes you have to ask in order to yes. get the, which that's scary.
Yes.
Well, okay, but even something like silly, like I always ask you and Colby actually for your opinions on my ponytails. Because always. I am, my one of my weaknesses is a ponytail. I never know where to put it on my head. I don't know where, it's always hard to know where it looks best on my head. Where do I put a ponytail? Is a ponytail even for me? Do I leave hair mm-hmm. out? Do I slick it back? Mm-hmm. The ponytail is my weakness. And every mm-hmm. literally every time I wear a ponytail and I'm around you, I'm like, tell me about this ponytail. Is this a good ponytail? Is this the appropriate place? But I know that you're going to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you're going to tell me, yes. like, okay, this isn't my favorite ponytail. You've mm-hmm. had better ponytails. or like, yes, this is the ponytail. You need to put it mm-hmm. here every time. This is it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So even mm-hmm. something as silly as just something like that, but there's yeah. like I don't have other friends that I would ask about my ponytail.
Right.
I know that you would tell me.
Oh yes,
you know,
yes, I don't want you looking bad.
No, and I know Colby would tell me too.
Oh yeah,
you would tell me straight to my face about my ponytail.
Yes, yes.
But sometimes you have to ask.
You do. No, you really do.
Yeah, which can be scary. And especially about something that's more important than a ponytail. Yes. It's just like a silly example. But mm-hmm. sometimes you do have to be like, not everyone's just going to offer up their opinion without,
no,
you know, without
no.
you asking it for it. So sometimes you have to be bold enough to be like, hey, tell me how you feel about this. Or is this something that could offend you or whatever? It could mm-hmm. be anything. But
mm-hmm. ponytail was just very relevant for this situation.
Yes. It's just what came to my mind first.
Yes. Yes. It made me think about one of my clients was just telling me about her little girl. Children are the greatest friends. Like children exude every quality of a pure friendship or a mm-hmm. pure friend. We have so much to learn from children. And because they don't know how to not be honest until they hit a certain age, and then they know that they can be naughty, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But for a few years, they only know honesty. And she said that she was showering with her little girl, and her little girl was like, or sorry, it was her sister's, it was her niece. It was her niece. They were taking a bath. And her niece was like, you know, your boobs hang really low, like really, really low. My moms don't hang low like that.
No.
Just like the honesty, yeah, though.
The honesty.
And you know, my client was like, I mean, I can't like get mad at her. She was honest about it.
Not
She's
wrong.
She's right. They hang very low. And they are way lower than her mom's. I just like, I love childlike behavior. Yes. It's like if only we could all just be a little more honest with each other.
Agreed.
Ugh.
Should we do a couple more of these and then we'll get into the friend turnoffs?
Yes. Learning someone's love language. Putting your phone down when you're with a friend.
It's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
That one's really important for me, to me,
mm-hmm.
in a friend.
Mm-hmm. Praying for them.
Cute.
Holding space. Let's do one more. Ooh, this one's good. Avoid interjecting during conversation and interrupting.
Mm-hmm. I love those. Okay.
Yes.
So then our last question was, what is a turnoff to you in a friendship? what drives you crazy about your friends.
Mm-hmm.
So this says, you know, those people who just can't be happy for other successes? No, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Amen, sister.
Mm-hmm. People who take themselves too seriously. When they talk about people I don't even know and never ask how I'm doing in my life. When they always try to top everything. Like, I have a headache, but theirs is worse.
I can't.
Oh, we've all, I know exactly what they mean. Being rude or dismissive in front of other friends. Someone needing constant attention. When everything is about them and everything is a problem. A negative Nelly most of the time. And then you give them advice, but they don't do anything to help themselves. When they make fun of you for little things that real friends wouldn't make fun of. Someone who doesn't initiate meeting up and or cancels last minute and then doesn't reschedule. Someone who does a backhanded compliment.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. This one goes back to gossiping when they say they talk badly about their other friends to me. And they say if they do it to them, then they'll do it to me when I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Only talking about themselves, switching the conversation to themselves always. Self-deprecation, which we've talked about, is hard. When they make me feel like a burden when I need their help. If they don't have the same interests as me or the same values. When someone who trauma dumps or doesn't consider my feelings when venting. When you can't get past the small talk phase. When someone makes me feel like I have to constantly match their energy. This one's my favorite. It says when they don't like dogs.
Oh my gosh. I feel that. I really honestly, feel
it's
that.
It's like, oops, can't relate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When they're not living their genuine life. When they don't remember things from conversations you've had multiple times. This can drive me crazy too. When you're like, we've talked about this, and they're like, when? I'm like, oh, we talked about it so many times. When they interrupt instead of listening. When they assume you have the exact same beliefs as them. Thinking that we need to talk every day or being upset when we go a few days without talking. And then they make you feel guilty. And the last one is demanding that I spend too much time with them and say that I spend so much time with my significant other.
Ooh.
Oh, actually, this is the last one. I like this one. This one was brought up a lot, actually, which was interesting to me. It's something I hadn't really given much thought to, but it's when people are living in the past instead of moving forward. And all they do is continue to talk about the past. Over and over, like the negative things that have happened, and they're not living,
yeah,
like for the present and then living in the future. They just always talk about the past. So
draining.
Yes, exactly.
Love so all those are,
yeah, right, the things that drive you crazy,
yeah,
about your friends.
Yes, I mean, all in all, friends should be, like I said, time is precious. If you're going to be spending time with friends, it should feel uplifting. There should be a positive energy exchange, not yes. a negative energy exchange. And so this is just a great reminder to reevaluate your friendships, see if you're lacking being a good friend in any area, or if you have a bunch of crappy friends that you need to say goodbye to and maybe curate some new ones.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't agree more,
you know.
Mm-hmm. So I hope this was helpful, and we yes. love you guys.
We love you so much,
so much. We have the best friends.
You guys are honestly the greatest.
Couldn't be happier.
Absolute greatest. So
We love you so much.
We hope you know you're all our best friends.
Yes.
And that we're giving you all a massive friend hug this week.
And a sloppy kiss.
Oh, and a big old butt squeeze. Mm-hmm. Or a boob squeeze. I don't know. Either.
Wow. Okay.
Either one. Yep. It is my dirty 30.
It is your dirty 30.
So I get to do.
Yes. Celebrate however you want.
Might fondle a nipple. I don't know.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. Love you guys so much.
Love you. Bye.